This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Thank you. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly scores a pair of Saturday, August 10th tickets for Outside Lands. That's the night Childish Gambino is headlining. That's our text number also. But right now, you should call it. Use your phone for the name that it has. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets tickets for Saturday night at Outside Lands. All week, Lexi has your chance to win Sunday tickets at 11:05, and Jane has Friday tickets at 4:05. So Alice is pretty much Outside Lands Central if you don't want to pay, you know.
I hear we're going to have a great installation there.
Oh, that's not too surprising.
The booth is going to be
I'm sure Jane will be hosting away. Midnight Church.
Oh, you're not hosting that?
Who, me? No, I'm not. I'm not.
That's weird.
No. Is it? Outside Land ticket. Do you want them? We got them. Calling number 9 right now. And
you want
it's Jasmine.
We got them.
You want it? You got it.
Mm-hmm.
You win it. It's yours.
What's Jasmine?
Jasmine's getting the phone.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. You can find that every Monday at RadioAlice.com. You can find it other days than Monday. It's just there's a new episode every Monday.
How's that guy doing?
He's doing well. He really likes having a podcast, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now we all have Instagram accounts for it, too.
Oh, look
like
at
I
you
I forced
guys.
My husband to get an Instagram account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we... He has 3 followers right
you mean
now.
You asked him nicely is what you mean.
I said we should all have one, and then Bryn found him a handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then
went through a bunch of handles.
Yeah, because we wanted to get him Guitar taken. John, but they were all taken. So it's...
Guitar John was taken.
Yeah.
Yep.
How can someone walk around being an imposter like that?
I know. Can you believe it? So it's Guitar John Pod. It's going to be all posts from the Johnny Pod. Anyway, that's that.
We tried John in every different way, without the H.
With the H, Johnny, Guitar Johnny, mm-hmm. Spelled
even
guitar.
Guitar Jean with the J-E-A-N.
Oh, Guitar Jean.
Yeah. Oh. Tried that too, didn't work.
Guitar Jean.
It's all taken.
Wow.
People love their handles. When you got on early on Instagram, you could get a decent handle. But now it's, you know, of course, Yuzette can get a handle anywhere
Bryn
she
was
wants.
Taken.
Yep.
Bryn,
yeah.
My full name, Bryn Nguyen, was taken, which is weird.
Oh.
There's a guy named Bryn, yeah, in L.A.
Oh. Oh, did you go and look at him?
Well,
like,
no.
Like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, I did look at him for a second. And I'm like, I can't believe this guy is the same. He's another Vietnamese
guy. How about
guy.
Blim? Was Blim on there?
No, maybe I checked. I don't, it was a long time ago, but. Yeah. You know.
You're Brynny boy. B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
Yes.
Which is a good one.
In L.A., same name, Vietnamese guy. Who names their Vietnamese kid Bryn?
Well, it's popular with the Vietnamese.
Yeah, it's a girl.
There's a lot of people on the planet.
Is it a girl?
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we were named by another family, not by my
parents.
Well,
maybe these people were also named by the same family.
Do you ever just tell people that you're a black belt in Kuksul Wan and see what they do?
No, I usually just say, hey, I'm Brian, because I'm just over trying to explain why my name's Bryn and how to spell it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. So Brian. I don't say anything about the...
You don't say I'm a black belt.
No.
Give me my stuff.
I used to be the owner of a pho restaurant.
It's pho.
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 But I say pho.
You think that's going to be really impressive? That
I just, I'm trying
like,
to think
oh,
of things
here,
that he can say
take
about
it.
Himself.
That's definitely a notch
on
my belt. Yeah. That was
oh,
fun.
You should see my Instagram for 15 years ago.
I'm sorry. What you need to say is, I used to be the owner of a pho and burrito restaurant.
Yeah. You figure it out. I'm walking away now. You think on that.
Your burritos were excellent.
I never had one. I only wanted the pho. Hey, you guys. If you've got a dusty old cosplay costume in your closet, today's your day. Comic-Con is on.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You can't get tickets anyway. John gets in the lottery for this every single year. He uses all of our email addresses. Submits. He has tried for years to get Comic-Con tickets.
And never they got them, huh?
Not even once.
He tried again this year, though?
He tries every year, user. He loves the whole idea of Comic-Con. If you are lucky enough to have a ticket to Comic-Con and a great costume, I don't even think you need the costume for this, but one of the panels is all of the people from Game of Thrones.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be fun.
It's for a farewell panel.
It's the only thing I've ever heard from Comic-Con that I would want to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We went to...
You went to the Anaheim one,
I think
huh?
It was called WonderCon. Mm-hmm. WonderCon. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty fun. Like, it was a good time. Like, and, you know, of course, you're living through your children's eyes, too, you know? It's like Disneyland suddenly super fun again when your kid's going, oh, my God. So they are fun. I've never gotten to go to any of the panels, which do sound like if you're a big enthusiast, you know, that would be a lot of sci-fi shows have big panels. But then it was sort of fun walking through the autograph area because there's all these sort of, I don't want to say washed up stars, but stars you wouldn't recognize except they had the big picture of them from when they were 35 years ago on Star Trek or whatever and charging for their autographs. But we found a chick from the newer iteration of Battlestar Galactica, the mother of all Cylons. And she was...
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you know her. Yeah. And we took a picture with her. That was $10, you know. Got a mm-hmm. couple pictures with her.
You great. Did?
Yeah.
All right.
Kidding me? It was my kid's...
Am I kidding you? I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Are you kidding me? What?
Kidding me? Of course you did. We walked through. We were going to get a picture with someone.
Who again?
The mother of all Cylons. I can't think of her name.
From
Battlestar Galactica, right. The next version, the one with Captain Thrace.
So does each kid have to pay $10?
No,
or
no.
You could do
you pay
one
$10.
Photo.
And then they let us take a few. And actually, there were a couple people there from from
the new
battle.
Oh, two for the price of one.
No. We had to pay extra for the next guy down the line. But it was, you know, we loved that show. And we watched it as a family. And it was kind of cool. And just walking through and seeing, there was one guy there. Did I tell you guys about the guy who didn't have arms or legs, and he drew with his mouth. He sat there and he had a whole comic book collection, his own artwork, and he sat there and he signed a thing for us with his mouth, and I was like, oh my God, that is incredible. But you know, that was interesting for the kids to see.
Trisha Janine Helfer?
It was a boy.
Oh. Mother of Cylon was a boy?
Oh. I thought you were talking about the guy with no arms and legs. I don't know what her name is in real life. That doesn't sound familiar, though.
Wow, that's not nearly nerdy enough of you.
Yeah, sorry.
You should know what her cat's name is, too.
I should, but I don't. So anyway, today is the day. It kicks off. Let's see.
I make a joke. It's cool that I do believe it's cool that people get access to the people they
sure.
love. That's neat. I would never, but I'm... Look.
And it's cool that those people can make money the rest of their lives.
And that people... can go, that's fun for them.
Sure.
That's productive, fun time for them.
Well, it's better than sitting in your house, man.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
If you are dying to see new footage from It Chapter 2, Warner Brothers has I guess they're going to run some kind of extended clip during their panel. The Game of Thrones cast is going to do a farewell panel, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be at his first ever Comic-Con to tease the show His Dark Materials. Mm. Which His Dark Materials, I think, is one of the Golden Compass books.
No idea.
Oh, they're great. They're a kid book, but they're sort of iconic. So they're saying the show, not the movie. So I wonder if
the show. You mean the Magic Tree House?
No. The Golden Compass is a set of three books.
Nothing.
Never mind. Anyway, one of them is called His Dark Materials, and it's got to have something to do with that.
A TV series, it's saying?
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, in the office an hour ago, you started laughing. You go, hey, I'll tell you on the air.
Oh, well, it's not that funny.
Oh. I'm just kidding. We'll be the judge of that.
No, so...
will you remember? Yeah. I won't remember.
Let me preface all this by saying, I'm not fat shaming you. This is about me. This is my thing. My problem. I went to the doc, and the doc said, you're overweight, and we did your blood test, and you are pre-diabetic.
Oh, boy.
And I was only 10 pounds overweight.
Oh.
So maybe that's a me thing. Maybe that's you. You're fine. Pack it on. Mm-hmm. What do I care? It's not my problem. But if you go to the doctor, you'll find out real fast that you're unhealthy as you gain weight. And that's what the doctor said. And so she goes, let me ask you a couple things. And she's asking me about this yogurt I was eating. And I'm like, yeah, of course I ate fruit on the bottom. It's disgusting without it. She goes, you're not a kid. You need to stop that. Oh. Eat regular,
plain,
non-fat
yogurt.
Greek yogurt, mm-hmm. and that will fill your tummy, and you won't be adding all that sugar to your diet. So I'm like, okay, and you've been watching me eat that. It's disgusting. It smells terrible. It tastes terrible, but it does fill your tummy. So this morning, there wasn't any of it in the fridge, and so I grabbed a strawberry one, which is what the kids would eat. And I was just eating. It's the sweetest, most sugary taste.
Because you haven't been eating it with the sugar.
I could barely even enjoy it. It was so sweet.
Wow.
I couldn't believe what a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that is.
Because you're used to the other one
now. I'm conditioned to the other one now.
Damn.
Weird.
Yeah.
So that was what I was tripping on when you walked
else.
In. It's gross. The regular stuff is gross. But you know what? I'm just trying to not eat a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or a bag of cookies. Oh.
Yeah. Those are so good, though.
I know. I know they are. Mm. But it's trippy. If you go get your blood tested, when you do your, they'll tell you, wow, yeah. you're. you won't do it.
No, I won't. I'm getting my blood done tomorrow because I told you this whole saga of the life insurance policy.
Oh, how's that going? Did you get your money back?
No. We will.
What?
We filed the paperwork that needed to go. Like, I love how they can dip into your checking account, take whatever amount they want, but when you're like, no.
Give me
like,
my money back.
7 to 10 business days, and we'll, you know, get you a check.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, so tomorrow I have a physical for a new policy that we're doing, and I'm going to get all kinds of blood work, so I'm sure I'll get all the bad news then. And I don't even have to leave my house.
Good news.
Yeah, it's great news. So, the end of Titanic, the movie. A spoiler alert. Do I even have to say that? It's a 20-year-old movie. Jack dies. And I know I'm not alone in having screamed, make room for him on the door! Make room for him! Remember he tries to get up on the planky doors, mm-hmm. whatever it is, thing with Rose at the end. And she's all, whoa. And he's like, all right, I'll just die. I'll just hang here and then I'll let go and I'll sink down to the bottom of the sea. So I've been whining about that for 20 years, you know, like, you know, he could have lived. They could have had a life together.
Wow.
Well, listen, don't ask him about it because he's got nothing to say about it. So he's sitting there doing an interview. Leo DiCaprio. Jack.
Don't ask
Jack about it.
All right.
Leo DiCaprio is sitting there with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, who are his co-stars in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I think is opening next week.
The 26th? Does that sound right?
That makes sense, because we're seeing a screening of it next Tuesday. So they're doing all the press for it, and all the premieres are happening. And the three of them are sitting in a row, and the interviewer asks the question.
So what we're missing is Leo's not talking here.
Well, he has said...
Let's talk right now. He basically says, I have no comment.
He says no comment about three times. But the other thing you're sort of missing is that Brad turns to him and sort of quietly going, could you? Do you think you could have? And he's looking at him like, are you kidding me? Are we really having... Like, clearly this is the question that gets asked of him mm-hmm. everywhere he goes. As soon as the interviewer is comfortable, and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spring the door question on him.
Well, look, I mean... On one hand, I guess it would be annoying to hear that, but that movie touched a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And his character touched a lot of people. No one wanted to see that ending. I don't like that. I want the guy to get the girl.
Yeah, we want there to be happily ever after.
So
it's funny because the body language in it is absolutely great. It's just you can already tell they're so thrilled to be doing all this press.
Press, right.
And but it's an actual moment that Leo and Brad have where he leans in and could you have squeezed in there? And Leo just is looking away with his half smile and says like, please don't, Brad, please don't.
Something about those three people, that's Margot Robbie as well.
Right.
Those three people are movie stars.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like in the big way.
In the biggest
in the
sense
way
of
that
the
you
word.
Would like, they're all gorgeous and they're all accomplished mm-hmm. and they're all...
Oscar nominated.
Right, and you want to see what they've done, and it's just neat. It's actually, so the, what's that movie called again?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And they're it.
Yeah. They're the reason to go see it. I can't wait. I'm seeing it Tuesday. Yay.
Wait, what?
I'm seeing it on Tuesday. Yeah, Hooman had some screening. And Brynn, are you going to that too?
I am, yes.
Yeah, we're all going to go. And I know. I'm so excited.
It's
you want to go?
No, we can make I do not.
Yeah, it's at night.
I don't.
And we can go.
No.
It's a Tuesday night.
It's not near my house in any way, shape, or form. No, thanks.
So DiCaprio refuses to get into the debate about whether or not Jack could have squeezed onto the door and saved himself. Whoa. Oh, you better stay in the water, I guess. James Cameron has no problem wading into that argument. He took part in BBC's running mini, I guess it's a series called Movies That Made Me, where, of course, Titanic came up. And Cameron got a little heated about it. He says, I've never really seen it as a debate. It's just stupid. There's no debate. But if you really want to unearth all the dumbass arguments associated with it, I mean, let's go back to, could Romeo have been smart and not taken the poison? Yes. Could he have decided not to bring his little dagger just in case Juliet might stab herself with it? Yes, absolutely. It sort of misses the point. It's called writing. Okay, dude. We're just asking a question. Yes, he could have, but we wanted him to die. Would have been a good answer.
Well,
it's just funny, though, that he's like, yeah, oh, I'll talk about it.
In
he's
part, that's his chivalry, and then in part, it's her cross to bear that she was the sole survivor from their coupling.
Yeah.
That he gave his life for her to go on.
And then she goes back later and then drops the heart of the sea jewel. It's all just down to you, Jack. Oh. Speaking of, once upon a, what? What are we looking at here? What am I looking at?
It's a pretty,
that's the door.
That's the
Oh, question. We're looking at the...
That's the door they're talking about. It's a huge piece of wood that he could totally fit on right next to her.
No, all she has to do is move to one side to counterbalance it, and they could have both fit on the door. Instead, he croaks. Dude, croaks. Let's go.
707 says they solved the Jack on the door question on Mythbusters years ago.
Oh my God, and could he have fit?
Spoiler alert, he could have survived.
Oh, oh no, Jack died for nothing. Jack died for nothing. Jack! She just didn't want him to live. She was like, he was in third class.
Oh! Well,
he was. That's where all the trouble was. Anyway, moving on, sort of. To a side story on this same topic. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is about the... Well, it's about a sort of washed-up movie star and his stunt double.
Uh-huh.
Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio.
Are they lovers?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the movie. Mm. Who knows? Maybe they're just great friends. Anyway, they live apparently next door to where the Tate murders happened. It's the name of the house. I guess they just call it the Manson Family Murder House.
Oh, the house where the murders went down.
The house where the actual murders went down is, and which I think was a rented property. Didn't we hear that someone had not rented it just in time to not be murdered by those people?
Is it called Magnolia?
Oh, hilarious, as in JoJo and whatever the guy's name is. It's a beautiful house, and it's on the market for under $2 million. Which is
how's that possible?
Don't ask me, but it is on the market for
right now.
Yep, right now, $1.988 million. It's the scene of the infamous LaBianca murders.
I guess that's why, though, huh?
Well,
that's pretty gross.
Yes, but there's enough people out there who are like, I don't care who was murdered here. The fact is, this is a prime piece of LA real estate, and I mean, where is it exactly? Do we know? Is it in Beverly Hills?
No,
I know. Like where? I guess
it's in Los Angeles.
You hear about Sharon Tate, but the supermarket chain owner Lino LaBianco and his wife Rosemary were both brutally murdered by the Manson family. And I guess, I don't know, she was with them? And so they call it the scene of the LaBianca murders. The victim's blood was used to spell out Helter Skelter on the refrigerator. Which I'm sure we'll see. Well, maybe, I don't know how much the movie focuses on the Once Upon a Time.
They're calling it, it's in Benedict Canyon, a part of Beverly Crest, which is north of Beverly Hills.
This is a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's a big lot, sounds like. They say from the sidewalk, you can see the iconic water fountain in the front yard. It's small-ish, 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath. built in the 1920s. Oh, Los Feliz, they're calling it. Single-story gated home with a pool. They say it's in a prime location north of the Rowena Reservoir. Views of the Silver Lake Hills in downtown L.A. The rear offers Griffith Park, Glendale, and San Gabriel Mountains. An expansive living room with gas fireplace and Italian tile floors opens to a formal dining room with a covered patio that overlooks the pool. Lush greenery, including mature fruit trees, and 31,000 square foot on the lot.
So, wow. Is this one of those scams where it's just going to be bid up to $5 million?
You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
I'm reading somewhere that it's been torn down in '93 and redone.
Oh, well, it does look absolutely beautiful. The shot I'm seeing just from the street. I don't see any interior shots. The next month is the 50-year anniversary of the murders, wow. Just as Quentin Tarantino is putting out Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Gwen Stefani's house has just gotten a $10 million price cut.
$10 million cut?
Yeah, now it's only $25 million. They bought this house. She and Gavin Rosdale bought this house in 2006. It's effing unbelievable. It's a beautiful house. Let me give you a couple shots here. There's some real estate pictures, Vinny. It's enormous. I think I've read it was 15,500 square feet.
A tennis court?
Of course. We got to have a tennis
break.
Court.
What are you talking about? I'm putting a ramp right there immediately.
Well, doesn't she have she's a bunch of kids, right, with Gavin? At least a couple.
Yeah. Got solar.
Maybe three.
Well, that's good. So she just listed her Hilltop Mansion. It's known as The Summit. For $10 million less than it had been on the market. January 2017, she put it on the market for $35 million, and now, two-plus years later, she's relisted it.
It's been sitting... they pulled it off.
They must have. She just relisted it for $25 million as opposed to $35 million. She bought it... they don't say what they paid for it, but they bought it in 06. They broke up in August of 2015. And then she started dating Blake Shelton in November of that year, and it looks like they call this the last remnant of her marriage.
Gated and guarded home, including an infinity pool, playground, chicken coop, lighted tennis court, and expansive outdoor living spaces.
All right. There's also a 1,500 square foot professional gym on the site. It includes a private massage room and sauna. Oh.
The master suite boasts two full bathrooms and two separate dressing areas.
Fantastic. Oh, my God. Well, when you have 15,000 square feet to work with, you can really work in some extras. All the bells and whistles. So, anyway, $25 million will get you that. Here's one more show.
I don't like this striped kitchen at all.
I don't know what that... because we're looking at black and white photos, I don't know if it's like two different colors of wood.
They're saying here that it's the striking black and white decor... courtesy of
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up in just a few minutes. Your chance to win your way to Disney in Hawaii. Aulani Resort. We're getting people qualified all week.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Home to real deals for over 40 years in the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. You all right?
.com.
Do you need me to Heimlich you?
No, I'm good.
.com. I can't see if you're...
I'm fine. I'm not doing the international choking sign. Plus, I'm making noise. I was told by that paramedic last week. Uh-huh. I'm making any noise.
Probably that's not a good
Heimlich.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm joking.
El Chapo.
Yeah.
He's a drug lord.
Yeah.
He's been sentenced to life in prison. As he was sentenced, he got all whiny about the conditions that he's being kept in.
Is that so? Oh, the poor dear. How many thousands of people has he killed? Did we get a count on that? Did they ever get an accurate head count on the...
They're still counting.
Yeah.
The Mexican kingpin was just handed a life sentence plus 30 years by the judge in a federal courtroom. After being convicted in all 10 counts he was facing, he's also ordered to forfeit $12.6 billion to the government as a result of the dirty money he made from his criminal drug enterprise.
Damn.
But he said he gets no daylight. He gets no fresh air.
Oh, the poor deer.
The water's filthy.
Oh.
He's in Manhattan. He's in
a dingy Manhattan cell.
A jail.
It's $10,000 a month per square foot.
A jail in New York is the worst conditions he's ever experienced.
Yeah, on Rikers.
Set him to Sweden, huh?
Yeah, oh my God. Oh, Jesus.
How's that guy doing? Do we know?
He's still in jail.
Who's that again?
ASAP Rocky.
He's
and
in
Quavos
jail.
Was talking about how he almost got arrested in Sweden, too. He said almost the minute they got off their plane, they were like on the ground, you know, almost getting arrested, being hassled.
What'd Quavo, they do?
Right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That what I say?
Quavo. Quavos.
Oh. Did I say like Quavo? Jose Cuervo? Jose Cuervo was saying they were really messed up in Sweden. Yeah, I mean, that's scary. Yeah. I bet you a lot of people aren't going to go to Sweden anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be held there for 2 weeks without being charged. Yeah. And the video very clearly shows that the one guy was harassing them, even physically shoved and pushed.
Something tells me a white lady over 50 is going to do fine.
Oh, you think I'll be all right?
I think that, yeah, that
Hope
you're not
so.
Going to
Boy,
be
I really don't want to go live in the toilet conditions.
Pulled from the crowd and spread.
You ate too much at the smorgasbord. We're taking you to a Swedish prison. It's not as nice as you might think.
It's World Emoji Day, Sarah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
World Emoji Day.
So what, that
and
means
so,
I can use the world emoji?
No. The question to you, though, is... Now, we're talking about worldwide.
Okay.
Because emojis, one of the beautiful things about them is... They cross language barriers.
Yeah. They mean different things in different places, though. Did you hear that there's a whole, like, kind of cottage industry of people popping up who are emoji experts that they get called on the witness stand because the interpretations of emojis has become a real thing that a judge can't necessarily interpret what a kid might be saying with emojis.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that, but I do often, if I find myself thinking I could get an emoji for this, I'll have to type in the word, see what emoji comes up, and then decide if that's
right
going to be understandable.
Right.
And usually I go, I can't play this emoji game. It's driving me nuts.
No, and I'm certainly not going to go through the 1,000 pages at the bottom.
But I do use them.
Yeah.
I told you, one of the cool guys I know used them like crazy. And so I was like, I'm going to use them then.
I can use them. If that guy can, I can.
So the top 5 emojis used worldwide.
The heart.
Is at number 3.
Okay. Thumbs up.
Smiley face.
Thumbs up is not in the top 5. Uh-huh. I use it quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, just the smiley face with the hearts on it?
Heart eyes.
Yeah, heart
comes
eyes.
Comes in at number 5.
Okay.
Is just the regular smiley face on there?
How about the laughing until I'm crying?
The laughing one.
Laughing
until
I'm crying.
Tears of joy. Number 1.
Oh my God.
Worldwide, the number 1 emoji.
How about the eggplant?
The eggplant's on
the
top.
What about the peach?
The peach on the top 5.
Dancing ladies.
Why are you still clapping?
I don't know. Dancing dancing girls.
Loudly crying, the stream down the eyes is number 4.
Okay.
The red heart is number 3. Blowing a kiss is number 2.
Oh, I get that one a lot from people. I never have used that, I don't think.
And tears of joy, laughing so hard I'm crying, is the number 1 emoji used worldwide.
Duh.
Now you know.
Emojis are fun. Do emojis. Okay.
All right. What was that song?
That was the emoji song.
It was?
You don't know that one?
No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let me hear that again.
Emojis are fun. Use them in all your messages. Emojis, they are so fun, and I always use them in my... Anyway, that's all I know. I don't know all the words.
Okay.
Oh.
Summer gets here, and it's neat because the kids are out of school, and then about depending... A week or a month later, you go, what the heck am I going to do with these kids to keep them busy this summer?
Oh, well, put them in their room. Their computer's in there. They'll be fine. See them at dinner.
That's not helpful.
It is helpful.
Help your kid find an odd job is one of the things they suggest. Mm. Have them go do neighborhood stuff.
Yeah. Go out into the world, child.
The neighborhood kids came to my house. This was a little while ago. But they came and they go, hey, do you have any? What did they say? They go, is the lady here?
Oh, as in Christina.
Right. And I go, no, not right now. And they go, she said she might have some odd jobs that we could do for $5. And I,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
And I'm thinking, she might, because she can't. I don't think she could just say no is what I think happened. Right. So she was like, yeah, come back later. I got to go. Mm-hmm. Well, they came back and I said, no, but I think she'll be back in like 10 or 15 minutes. So
why don't you just sit down and wait?
And she pulls around the corner. I go, there she is now. Shut the door and walked away.
So did they rake your backyard?
No. She goes, I didn't have any jobs, so I just gave him $5. And I'm like, oh my God. How's that helpful?
They'll be back.
Yeah.
You got any more jobs that we're not going to get
paid for? You got any more free money?
Our future panhandlers.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that works. Mm.
Try and get a jump start on the next school year. Even if your kid's school doesn't require them to do homework or reading over the summer, have them do some schoolwork.
Oh, that's a great way to get them to find something else to do real fast.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I know what we can do. We can do some schoolwork. How's that sound? Oh, my God. I think I hear my friend calling me from down the street, Mom. I'm just going to go check and see.
Volunteer work. Check out opportunities for them to volunteer at places like church, soup kitchens, senior citizen centers, or local charities. If your kid
type in volunteer opportunities.
Keep saying, I'm so bored.
Yeah. My mom used to say, only boring people are boring. Go read a book.
Take them to a charity and let them work.
Sure. Oh, you're bored?
And
oh my
lastly,
God, I have something you can do.
On the list of ways to keep your kids busy this summer, it says, let them be bored.
Yeah.
Some psychologists say it's actually good for kids to be bored in the summer because it helps them become more self-reliant and creative. If you always find something for them to do and shuttle them from one activity to the next, they'll never learn how to fill their own time.
Yeah.
And that's the struggle we got going on at my house right now.
Let her be bored.
Nona's in the shower and Mom's back at her desk doing the computer stuff, so I guess I'm going to hang with you. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Well, I'll just sit here till Nona's out of the shower. I'm like, beat it, kid. We've talked about this. You need to be able to sit by yourself for
a
minute.
Go play with your 1,000 toys in your room.
Go do anything. Stare at the wall, but you can't be in here. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
It's 8:03. I'm late.
Oh, my God.
I'm already
You're
late.
You're still awake at 8:03 and getting all riled up?
I'm losing minutes by the second.
Oh. That is what they come in.
I know. Skipping that next one.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Skipping that one, too.
It's a fun show today. Another fun show.
Yeah.
I love the week before vacation.
I know.
Everybody gets
so
punchy
fun.
As hell.
We're pouring it in.
Ugly is in, and that's why Crocs are so huge among teenagers.
Oh, teenagers like Crocs? I knew I was a trendsetter.
Crocs is the 13th most popular footwear brand among average income female teenagers.
That's incredible.
It's up from 30th
in
2017.
They're great. They're just so easy, and they weigh nothing. They're great. Great at the beach, great walking around, great at the fair, great when you're doing anything.
The consumer is moving away from the conventional idea of beauty, and so ugly is in.
Yeah, ugly's good.
Crocs.
They are ugly. They're big, old, ugly clown feet, and I put them on literally every day.
You love them.
Just said that word again. Hard to break that habit.
Well, I told you, you got it from your kids.
I'm sure. Well, the world is saying it now. Well, it does seem like everywhere I turn, I hear
it. I do see a lot of parents using it, but I know they're getting it from their kids.
It is the big word. My kid couldn't even say it, and he was saying, he'd say literally, literally. I'm like, you know, you're saying it wrong. At least if you're going to say it right. Literally.
Oh, speaking of saying it wrong, people are saying you said it correctly.
Quavo.
Quavo is actually pronounced like Quavo.
Oh,
Sarah,
I'm even getting a
right.
thumbs up from Vaughn. I actually didn't even know if I said Quervo. I truly did. I was like, not looking at the story. I just let the word fall out of my mouth.
I guess I always thought it was Quavo.
Quavo. Quavo and sounds sexier.
Quavo.
Quavo sounds more like you're quavering with fear.
It is wedding season. A lot of people are getting married this time of year.
Yeah, I heard. I heard about that.
Here are four of the most common pre-wedding fights.
Uh-oh. Have you had any fights?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about the
people during
wedding season.
I'm just wondering if you've had any. It's just a total side question. Have you had any fights?
No.
Well, that was a quick answer. You didn't have to think about it, huh?
People fight about where to get married.
Oh, that was no fight. She picked out a place and you went, all right.
It isn't usually the church versus the winery fight. It's your hometown or mine.
Oh.
One person wants a destination wedding. The other doesn't. Someone is going to lose.
Usually it's the groom. Sorry.
Yep.
The girl just falls back on, I've been dreaming of this day my entire life. Well, I don't want to kill your dreams.
I was talking to our boy Alan from Bananas at Large.
Hello, Alan.
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 He goes, I got married in New Jersey. And I go, why the hell?
Is that where Meredith is from?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where. And I was like, oh, man.
Well, really, rich people solve that problem by having multiple weddings.
He did that. They had one there, and then they had one here.
Oh, they did.
Oh, boy.
He's all, because I knew my friends weren't going to come to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So I knew I was going to have to do
it. At least if it was going to be a destination, make it someplace people want to go to. In Jersey? Come on. I've been there. No thanks.
What? Another fight. Another pre-wedding fight couples have. One person wants to invite an ex.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you how you solve that. The answer is no. If your person's tripping on it, then the answer's no.
Yeah.
It's both of your weddings.
Yeah.
No, that guy was doing you before I got here.
I
you
don't
can't no.
picture that on my wedding
I don't want
day.
That. I'm not going to look out there and see that guy waving at you.
Are you sure?
I'm hoping he doesn't say something when they say, is there any reason these two should not be wed? Mm-hmm. Speak now or forever hold your peace. I have something to say.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
No.
I love her still.
You don't.
Please don't marry him. I told you not to invite that guy. Oh, man. I'd love to go to a wedding where that happened.
Oh, you would?
I would. I hope it doesn't happen at your wedding, but I always hope for drama at weddings.
You see that weird shape on her forehead? That mushroom thing?
That was me. I'm sorry about that, baby. I didn't mean to get you that hard. Sorry about that.
What about your wedding, Sarah? You slept with plenty of your bandmates.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people I'd slept with there. I know. I think Whitey was at my wedding.
Whitey went?
I think so. Well, it's so funny, too, because we went around.
Why does he hate you now if he was at your wedding?
I don't think he hates me. He's just over it. I'm sure I'm just a painful reminder of the love he lost.
the one that got away.
Yeah. So I remember talking to those guys. Actually, a couple of, like, Good Rick and Evil Rick were in my wedding party with John's groomsmen. And they said that their plan was, we were waiting at the wedding if anyone knows of any reason these two should not be joined, you know.
Please stand up.
And I go, yeah, that's why we didn't do it. Because they were going to cough. Right. I'm like, oh, hilarious. That's why we left that one out. Idiots. Wow. So
that's
I had lots of exes.
Yeah.
Doreen wasn't there. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh. No. See, that's an example of... And you've said...
John's a very big person.
You've said this, that you went through his photo album and cut her out of all
you
his
know,
memories.
We do have photos of her. Like, my kids have seen photos of her. And
I'd love to see her. Can you bring her
in? I've shown you her before, yeah.
No, you have
yes,
not.
I absolutely
I don't remember
have.
Ever seeing
I've
her.
Never
I brought
seen
in a picture,
her.
And it was all of us sitting on a picnic table. I brought it in.
Can you
she
bring
was
it in
right
again?
In the middle, and I think she's next to me, so I didn't want to cut her out of the photo, because then, you know... It'd be weird.
Then it's not a photo anymore of
but we
a
have,
group.
It's funny because when Good Rick and Village were in town 2 weeks ago or whenever that was, we went through all the old albums, all the old Cross Dagger albums and all our old, you know, because we knew each other for years before we ever got together.
Right.
So we have tons of albums of stuff that we all did it as a big group.
Yeah.
Minus the circle cutouts of
there's a
person.
Few where she's gone pictures of just her and him all hugging on each other. I'm like, that one's gotta go. I made him cut them all out. It was very petty. I'm an adult now. I was just a kid. I wish I hadn't made him do it, because it would have been fun to look back on that.
Right.
Give him crap. Thank his lucky stars he got me. Come on.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Tell him.
I tell them all the time.
You're like, the golden
you're so lucky.
Goose.
Don't cut me open. The eggs stop.
I'm out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break and do text after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.